It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Matthew McConaughey was on Snoop Dogg's and Martha Stewart's show Potluck Dinner Party and revealed that he is a member of a pretty elite club during their segment called Blunt Questions.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I always wanted to try it, but nah.
Anybody part of the Mile High Club?
Matthew.
Why would we
Matthew.
Say?
Matthew.
Yes.
He said yes!
I'm not surprised by that at all.
No, not at all. I absolutely love that, and I love him. And the show's third season just debuted last night, and other guests will have this season include Jonas Brothers, Jimmy Kimmel, Paris Hilton, and a ton more. Celine Dion made a very exciting announcement to a crowd yesterday in Las Vegas.
I have been performing at Caesar's Palace on and off for the past 16 years. So many people came to see us, and now we really all think that it's time for us to go and see them. Now, the biggest news, sincerely, is that I will be driving the truck on tour.
Yeah!
I can't believe it! Okay.
Pork chop, seriously?
We were getting hyped. Honestly, I would die to go to a Celine Dion concert.
I would
concert.
Too. I'm Celine Dion.
Exactly. Love it. Maybe we'll take a show field trip.
Yeah, pork chop legit today is this.
Hater. We've got a hater.
Well, Alex isn't here, so someone's got to be.
Yeah, someone's going to hate on everything I do.
I'm just kidding. Jennifer Lopez opened up about her new movie where she'll be playing a stripper and the nerves that have come along with it.
I have to get comfortable with doing stuff like that. Not that I haven't always taken sexy pictures and stuff like that, but this is like a whole nother level. And playing this character is actually a little bit scary for me because, you know, I take my acting seriously. I always have. And it's a different world. We're delving into a world. It's a serious movie, you know, based on kind of a true story. And so it's exposing yourself.
That's yeah. She then spoke about the moment she asked Cardi B to be in the movie.
I called her and asked her if she wanted to do the movie, and she knew so much about this world already that hit home for her. And I was like, I just think this would be a great thing for you to be involved with. And she was like, you know, I've been really picky. She's been asked to do a bunch of movies, but she was like, I think, you know, I have something to offer.
I just figured she'd give like a one word, okay.
J-Lo also said she really went to Cardi B and asked a bunch of questions about what it was like to be in that world and the reality of what being a stripper is really like. I wonder if they're going to be drugging, flipping pancakes, and robbing men in the movie.
I would like to see that if they are.
Apparently that's chill and okay. Captain Marvel hit a huge milestone. The movie has now taken in over $1 billion worldwide.
Dang.
This superhero flick has earned $358 million at the domestic box office and $645 million internationally through April 2nd. Passing the $1 billion mark. It's the first female-led superhero movie to join the elite club.
Okay.
Claps for female power.
I'm just not into superhero movies, but yeah, go. You go, girl. Two snaps and a twist.
And coming up in the next garbage, I've got the whole lowdown about the whole college bribery scandal.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.